This article examines how a massive fireworks display in Washington, D.C., promoted by the Trump administration, created a brief spike in air pollution. The show drew warnings from health experts, as fine particle pollution rose well above safe limits. The smoke came during a heat wave and storms, and it sparked debate on policy and public health. The piece explains what this means for residents and for future large public celebrations. A huge 850,000 fireworks show in D.C. briefly made it the world's most polluted city. The Trump administration promoted the display, hoping to break a world record. PM2.5 levels rose to about 200 microg/m3, far above the EPA 35 microg/m3 limit. A heat wave and storms worsened the smoke, triggering purple air quality alerts across D.C. and nearby states. The event highlighted EPA deregulation during Trump's second term and industry ties, with rain later helping clear the air. Massive 4th of July fireworks in D.C. trigger severe air pollution. What happened to Washington? D.C. hosted a large fireworks display on July 4 to mark the United States' 250th Independence Anniversary. The event, organized under the Trump administration, used about 850,000 fireworks in a roughly 40-minute show near the National Mall. The celebration coincided with an intense heat wave in the eastern United States, and storms delayed the spectacle, which finally started late. Air quality and health impact. Air monitors in the capital region recorded a surge in pollutants as the display unfolded. In at least one location, concentrations of PM2.5 tiny particles that can lodge in the lungs spike to above 200 micrograms per cubic meter. This level far exceeds the Environmental Protection Agency's 24-hour limit of 35 μg/m3. Authorities issued widespread code purple alerts, indicating very poor air quality for most residents across Washington and neighboring areas in Virginia and Maryland. Context and response. According to environmental data firm IQ Air, Washington briefly ranked as the world's most polluted large city during the early morning hours of Sunday, July 5, based on measurements taken between roughly 3:00 and 5:00 a.m. local time. The firm noted that Jakarta, Kinshasa, and Addis Ababa held the top three spots overall at that time. A spokesperson for the EPA defended the fireworks as a celebratory national event, while weather conditions, specifically the heat wave and subsequent rain, helped dissipate the smoke as the morning progressed. Data sources and timeline. IQ Air compiled its figures from multiple public and private data sources, highlighting the short window when Washington's air quality peaked. The organization placed Washington at the 41st position in its broader ranking of large cities worldwide at that time. Rainfall later in the period contributed to a rapid clearing of the smoke. Conclusion. Washington, D.C.'s fireworks episode demonstrates that a single large public celebration can temporarily elevate air pollution in an urban environment, with PM2.5 concentrations spiking above the EPA 24-hour limit and triggering widespread code purple alerts. The event unfolded during a heat wave and amid storms, illustrating how weather conditions can magnify health risks for residents and visitors. While rainfall later helped dissipate the smoke, the episode raises critical questions about policy and public health, how to balance celebratory events with air quality protections, ensure transparent emission reporting, and coordinate effective health messaging. Looking ahead, planners should emphasize air quality monitoring, risk assessment, and mitigation options such as emission controls, alternative display approaches, or adjusted timing to minimize health impacts at future large-scale celebrations. For individuals, the takeaway is to heed air quality advisories during poor air conditions and to recognize the link between weather, policy, and public health in large public events. Frequently asked questions. What caused toxic smoke during Independence Day in Washington, D.C.? A huge fireworks show, about 850,000 shells, plus a heat wave and storms, released dense smoke and fine particles. How high did fine particle pollution rise in D.C.? PM2.5 rose to over 200 micrograms per cubic meter at one monitor. When did D.C. briefly top the list as the most polluted city? In the early morning hours, roughly 3 to 5 a.m. on Sunday, July 5. What air quality alert was in effect during the event? Purple code alerts warned of very unhealthy air for all. What helped clear the smoke after the rain? Heavy rains helped dissipate the smoke and lower the pollution levels.